You are listening to Business Executive Radio EXE, broadcasting live from the beautiful city club of Buckhead. Ladies and gentlemen, we present for your delight today a Business Executive Radio EXE production of the SME Showcase of Atlanta show, where we make thought leaders visible in the hosted talk radio show tradition. This episode is brought to you by Pilot House Advisors, piloting their organization to your vision by transforming, optimizing, and executing. I am executive producer and your announcer today, Heather Thompson, along with our host, Rio Orovec. We welcome you to the Innovation in Workflow and Document Management episode with subject matter experts Kathy Borneman, Andy Koval from Archive Systems, and Ian Taylor from Eagle Secure Shredding and Document Management Services. Listeners, as we refer to each visual, please bring up our speaker's documents at pilothouseadvisors.com and click on the SME Papers tab and select the episode Innovation in Workflow and Document Management, March 2015. Also, before leaving our show, please vote for your favorite SME speaker today on the SME Awards tab on our website. Let me now introduce our resident SMEologist and the host of our show, Rio Orovec.
Good day, everyone. This is the SME Showcase of Atlanta show, with Innovations in Workflow and Document Management episode, and I am your host, Rio Orovec. We have a fabulous show for you today, packed with subject matter experts updating you with the latest key and critical issues surrounding innovation and workflow and document imaging, which are changing and becoming more complex in today's business environment. We have in the studio today top Atlanta thought leaders in the areas of workflow, document management, imaging, and destruction. And our first for today's show is Kathy Borneman. Kathy has 15 years in workflow management as a business analyst, working with workflows and document process management with CRM, that's customer relationship management, and ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning Systems. Kathy is an award winner with International Institute of Business Analysis member, and I've seen Kathy in action winning awards. And we're very pleased to have her in the studio today. So good morning, Kathy. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And also joining us in the studio today is Andy Koval. He is founder and executive vice president of Archive Systems, which has offices in Atlanta, but he has come from New Jersey to join us today. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
Educating us today is our next speaker, subject matter expert Ian Taylor, CEO of Eagle Secure Shredding and Document Management in Atlanta. Ian has 30 years of experience in information technology and information security. So thank you for making your time available today, Ian.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Ian.
And a warm greeting to you. On behalf of our listeners, thank you for joining us today, our distinguished speakers. So let's hear from our first subject matter expert today, Heather, Kathy Borneman. Tell us a little bit about Kathy.
Absolutely. Kathy Borneman is a senior business analyst with a leading financial institution. She received her bachelor's degree in computer information technology from AIU. Kathy has over 15 years experience as a business analyst working with CRM, ERP, workflow, and document process management. Previously working as a quality assurance manager, Kathy engaged in operation strategy, overall process, and auditing, focusing on regulatory compliance and client SLAs. Kathy is currently a member of the International Institute of Business Analysts, the IIBA, where she recently acted as chairperson for the Greater Atlanta Chapter Nonprofit Volunteer Program, which won third place in the IIBA 2014 International Awards for Professional Development. Kathy has also won an award for the Dancing with the Business Analyst Stars competition, winning ahead of three highly distinguished Business Analyst members. Kathy Borneman lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
And Kathy will cover with us today innovations such as main drivers for current day workflows affecting the critical needs of executives. Stay tuned for what information is needed to take on workflow and document imaging projects. And Kathy will discuss some critical roles that executive teams play in projects and the pros and cons of choosing a workflow project delivery methodology, along with some key benefits of these types of document and workflow management systems. And Kathy, let's get right into it. The first challenge for you is, what do you see as the main driver for workflow and document imaging today?
The main driver that I see for workflow and document imaging today is the regulatory environment. It drives up the cost of business operations in general and necessitates truly a stronger return on business assets. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau stated in 2014 that businesses should take the right approach, considering both stakeholder and client when running your business, then set a process for how you're going to operate it. Then you document that process, and more importantly, follow up and make sure that process is actually happening. This sounds like a simple success formula, but oftentimes businesses don't want the overhead associated with process management.
That's very interesting. And in your experience, Kathy, what have you seen that makes workflow and document management critical to today's executives?
Yeah, the most critical thing for workflow and document management for executives today is that 90% of businesses fail due to lack of good process execution. Like the CFPB in the previous example, good process is critical to today's business success. In 2013, Fannie Mae stated that one of the single most factors behind the mortgage crisis was lack of documentation to support the overall process. One financial institution during the mortgage crisis was heavily fined for business and documentation issues going back 13 years. Businesses simply cannot afford to overlook the importance of documentation and compliance.
Well, Kathy, give us an overview of what key information is critical to undertake a workflow document management project.
Document management may sound simple, but the strategy around how, what, and why, they're just not. They require a considerable strategic approach. Key items for executives to consider when building a workflow and document management strategy are much like an anatomy map. So you start with your audit, your regulatory compliance issues. You then layer over legal issues, whether it's within your industry, with business, or e-discovery. Next layer comes on your risk factors. Layer over that again for number four is your external KPIs and SLAs, not only within your industry, but also within your competition. And the last one is your organizational value. What are your costs, your times, and returns that you need when you're looking at trying to create these processes and systems? Defining this strategy really helps determine what needs to be captured, what information is needed to support that information that's going to be captured. It determines priority sequencing and how these details or metadata is going to be stored. For example, is a full Social Security number exposed or masked in the system, or do we even use it? Legal issues and SLAs may require blacking out information or redacting it before you can share it. Access to information determines users and levels of access needed. Who can see employee data is a great example of that. This high-level strategy guides the requirements process and allows project teams to execute effectively.
Yeah, thank you for that, Kathy. Here's another one for you. What critical role does the executive team play in workflow document management projects?
Yeah, the executive team plays a very critical role in this workflow and document management project is that they set the strategy, and they need to hold people accountable to it. So once a strategy is defined by the leaders, a high-level architecture should be developed based off of those strategic goals. It can be as simple as a bulleted list. It could be as complex as a systems map. But this drives the increase on your return on assets. So once a strategy is known, workflow processes can be put into place to ensure this information is captured, stored, and reviewed. Random files or documents can land in a reviewer's box to ensure that process and quality is being followed. Most workflow systems can also system-generate documents that document the overall process, so you can gain efficiencies there. But mostly from the role that the executive team plays, it's most critical is holding the project team members on meeting these goals, holding firm. Don't let it get carved up when things get complicated or sticky. Make sure your key resources are there and are in alignment to be able to make sure that those goals are being followed. Because at the end of the day, having that data in a system, the real gold for executives comes from dashboard reporting. As an executive, being able to feel the pulse of your business allows you to take decisive action with a quick glance at your KPIs. So workflow and document management is critical for today's executives because it allows them to execute with precision.
Very nice. And what, Kathy, what is the most of us are aware of project methodologies? Agile project methodology is all the rage today, right? Then which approach do you think is best, agile or waterfall?
Well, I think it really depends on the strategic goal that's being required to be met. Faster to market, trying to get something up simply, quickly, to help get some return on assets going, generally falls in the agile approach bucket. But reliable and easy to use may entail a waterfall approach. Both have their pitfalls and their advantages. It's not so much the approach as it is the strategy. Statistics state that 50% of projects fail just due to bad requirements. That's why it's absolutely critical to the success of the project that the team understands the executive strategy, the vision, and having access to the business objectives and the key individual resources that the project needs in order to be successful. It's much easier as a business analyst to successfully negotiate requirements, look at the overall development, and engagement when these objectives can be driven.
Very interesting, and you have touched on important points here, one of which is meeting regulations. So, Kathy, what are the key benefits to having a workflow document management system?
One of the things about having workflow and document management in general, as we talked about, is the precision that it allows an executive to have when they're running their business and being aware of what's going on in their business on a daily basis. But mainly, what's most overlooked is the use of workflow and document management is marketing in marketing your business. An efficiently run business that is aware of how they're performing can share these metrics with their stakeholders and business prospects. In today's engaging world, engaging with businesses that run on sound business principles translates into reduced risk and operating efficiencies, and that makes a stronger case for that prospect or consumer to become your customer.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and your in-depth insight into this subject, very informative segment to our show today. So we thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
We will now break for a short announcement from the International Association of Risk and Compliance Professionals. And when we return, we will talk to Andy Koval from Archive Systems to discuss how to move from paper to digital with an in-depth look at a real live company example of workflow innovations and the how-tos of going about the transition, all when we return. Stay tuned.
Stay current. Make informed decisions by joining the International Association of Risk and Compliance Professionals, IARCP. As the global marketplace intensifies to be a more competitive environment, specialized knowledge is a matter of survival, and developing a personal competitive advantage, your brand, is crucial. Also, online reputation management has become a very important aspect. Establish yourself as an expert in the area of risk and compliance through a lifetime membership in IARCP, which includes impression management, online identity, and reputation management. The IARCP offers both certified risk and compliance professional training, as well as certified information systems risk and compliance professional training. The International Association of Risk and Compliance Professionals offers lifetime memberships, premium memberships, a free standard membership, which includes an email newsletter. Join the IARCP. It's free and only takes a few minutes. You can find them at www.risk/compliance/association.com or simply Google International Risk and Compliance.
We're back live to the magnificent City Club of Buckhead. Overlooking the downtown Buckhead Financial District, it's the SME Showcase of Atlanta show. Our next subject matter expert is Andy Koval. Heather, tell us a little bit about Andy.
Gladly. Andy Koval, co-founder and executive vice president at Archive Systems Incorporated, has been involved in the records management industry for over 20 years. He has presented at numerous conferences about the direction the industry needs to take to be successful and more efficient. Andy has also been a member of ARMA. ARMA International publishes Information Management Magazine, the only professional journal specifically for professionals who manage information as part of their job description. The association also develops and publishes standards and guidelines related to records management. It was a key contributor to the International Records Management Standard, ISO 15489, and he is additionally a member of PRISM, the Global Trade Association for Information Management Companies, for over 10 years.
Thank you for that, Heather. Andy has flown in from New Jersey to talk to you executives of Atlanta. Thank you for coming, Andy. We are honored.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And some of the topics Andy will cover today will be innovations that have transpired in unified document management. Andy will enlighten us with an example of a large company that has gone paper to digital with the help of his company over the years. And Andy has a story about a small company as well that has made the transition. Andy, with your permission, let's get right into this interesting topic. Would you tell us about the innovations in document imaging that have transpired with the history of your company?
Absolutely. Thanks, Rio. I want to agree that the City Club is beautiful. It's very nice here. So Archive Systems, we started in the document management space with a focus of helping companies manage their information assets. Back in 1991 when we began, they were primarily paper-based documents, and everything was basically printed on paper or in some kind of paper form. And so our method of helping our clients was to essentially move those records away from them. They didn't have enough space in their office environment, and we would bring them back those documents when they needed them, only what they asked for when they needed it. And so that's traditionally called record storage today, offset record storage. But early on in our experience, we recognized that there was opportunity for advancement. And so as early as 1996, we were already introducing technology enabling our clients to work digitally with their assets. So we were transforming paper-based documents into digital documents and advancing some digital solutions for our customer base. And so that helped us to redefine what our mission was and how to deliver really the idea of enabling our clients to access their information assets as quickly and cost-effectively as possible, took a big step forward there. So while we began as purely paper-based, we understood and identified that getting away from paper was really critical. And so today, as you mentioned, we talk about unified document management. And what that means to us is there's paper. It exists. It needs to be thought about, managed. It really has to be part of the solution. But companies are aggressively getting away from paper usage, paper creation, and we play a big role in that as well. So there's still a lot of historical information that's out there. It needs to be managed. And so to have an approach that says, I can deal with electronic documents, digital documents, things are born digitally, and still integrate that with my or integrate my historical records is critically important, because the truth is, we've got decades and decades of information assets that were created in paper-based form that still play a role in the business function today. So we've seen a real need to be able to unify that approach and have the best of both worlds.
Well, thank you for that, Andy. And can you share a specific example of old stuff, new stuff that you and I were talking about, perhaps a client story along those lines?
Sure, absolutely. We've got lots of client stories that can fit, but one in particular I'll talk about. We've got a national retailer that's very, very name recognized, And they had a problem with having really a ton of legacy data and paper in a really highly transactional business environment. And so they turned to us and said, can you help us? And they shared with us they had a vision of going paperless, but they were really nowhere close to getting started executing on that vision. And so they recognized that, this is a place that we have been providing that service, and so they turned to us and said, can you help us? So we started by relocating a slew of paper-based documents. We moved them from their store environments, from their regional offices, into our local record centers. And what they gained from that was instantaneously they had digital access to those records. So while we stored them in paper format, they took receipt of them digitally. So they need something, they contacted us, they could go online through our client web portal, point, click, decide what it was that they needed. We have a sophisticated records management database, enables them to do sort of online shopping, as you might say, identify the record that they need, request it, and we're going to fill that request digitally on demand. And so that was sort of a first step, got them from their purely paper-based environment into a much more automated, much more digital environment. So it was a really great phase one.
Well, that's a great story. And now that they're digital, what phase two happened with that company?
Yeah, so phase two was much more aggressive. We started with them was in their HR function. As a large retailer, they have a substantial amount of turnover in the workforce, as well as constantly opening new stores, so adding new employees on a regular basis. When it came to turnover, a lot of it was it's seasonality. So they expect the turnover from their employee base, knowing that they're going to be rehiring many of these employees. So matching the whole process from onboarding through training, through first payroll, through job dialogues, everything that goes into an employee file was a big challenge for them. And so as we think about it, there was a great opportunity for them, and that was a great place to focus, as it was one of their largest document-centric business functions. So adding to the complication is they've got lots of employee transitions. So they've got employees that go from department to department, from store to store, from one region to another region, from one state to another state, and each one of those changes comes with its own compliance challenges. So as Kathy brought out, there's a big focus on compliance. How do I know that I have the right training certifications, the right acknowledgments, the right documentation that exists with inside an employee file? And so being able to get their arms around that is hugely important. So to date, they were always doing that physically. And so we said that's a great area to start and to focus. And so we've worked with them to get all of those documents scanned and digital if they were paper-based to begin with, which was the overwhelming majority of them. And so what we're able to do was we're able to take those active employee records, we scan them, and we have an auto-classification process that our software essentially says, I can see what this form is. For example, this might be an I-9, and I can automatically file it within the employee's folder under the document type that we've recognized. And so it's not just taking the personnel file and saying, paper's now digital. It's giving them the much-needed controls and visibility into those critical documents that they have to have. So whether they have an internal or an external audit, or if there's a litigation event, there's all kinds of reasons to force organizations back to viewing their files. And the worst thing is when you go to look for that critical document within a file, only then to find out that it's not there is a major problem for the business. And so by virtue of our auto classification and bringing the intelligence of the contents of the documents, not just the fact that we've changed their format, gives them amazing insights and controls around what they have and, more importantly, what they don't have. So, I mean, let's face it, if you've got an employee in your system for 25 years, let's say, you don't know what's in that employee file. You don't know what critical documents you've added since they've been hired that they may or may not have signed off on. And to find out, the first time you find out something's missing is when you're looking for it, that's the worst that can happen.
Well, Andy, many companies want to go paperless. How can they do that?
Well, what's interesting is if we think about going paperless, what we've done is we've, so far in the story, would have told you is first we took the paper out of their building and said, we'll deliver it on demand digitally. Then what we said is there's a specific business function that we can automate through proactively scanning documents and making them digital. But we're not really paperless. What we've done is we've said, we'll take paper and we'll make it better. If we stick with the same example, so what was the best and where we are now with this client, as we are with many clients, is the goal is they want to not have reliance on paper anymore for multiple reasons. So the next step was to replace paper creation with electronic forms creation. So previously, new employees would be hired, and they'd complete all the new hire forms on a clipboard. They'd come in for an interview, or they'd be hired, and they'd say, here's the clipboard, here's the paper, fill out all the forms. And so now what we've done is we've replaced the clipboard with a mobile device, an iPad, or they can sit the employees at a kiosk. And now all that data gets electronically recorded from the very beginning. So there's no paper to be scanned. There's no delay in having access to the information. And our systems can feed that data right into the client's HRIS system so that they can have all that information instantaneously.
Well, that's very interesting. And looking at next steps with that, are you still continuing with that client? And if so, how are you going about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still providing that bridge solution because there's so much historical data that's paper-based. But we provided them with the means and the mechanisms to cross that bridge to a completely paperless digital future as it relates to their HR department. So now we're working with other divisions and other departments and other business units within that organization to replicate the same success that we've had within the HR group.
Well, that's very interesting. And how long has that conversion from paper to digital transition period, if you will, been for that particular company, Andy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's been a while from the time that they first asked us for our services. That was a bunch of years ago. In fact, the first boxes of paper that we moved for them was probably about 10 years ago. We started proactive scanning for them about 4 years ago, and only in the last year or so have we gotten them to fully paperless through the use of e-forms. And even that, it's been a region-by-region rollout. So not everything's been adopted yet, so there's lots to do. So for this particular client, it's a work in process, but we've made great progress, and yet there's still some ways to go.
Well, you've given that company quite the foundation. Is this kind of success story typical for companies looking to convert to digital from paper?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more typical for us. The electronic form component is newer. It's a newer piece for us. But since our approach is a fully cloud-based solution, our clients don't have to worry about software installation, upgrades. Everything's done through our private cloud environment, and it's highly secure. So as we're releasing software enhancements, our clients are reaping the benefits of those enhancements, and we do it on a monthly basis. So 18 months ago, for example, we didn't have this full concept of e-forms that we have today. We had it, but it was an early stage of awareness, and we didn't have all the feature functioning in our product. Our first generation release was good. Our second generation release was better. The current release is very, very good, but we still have plans to improve it further. So the whole integration with mobile devices is a relatively new release for us. And what really works is we get client feedback. They tell us, this is good, but if it could do it slightly differently, or if you could add this feature, it would be much more valuable for us. So we, rather than us running off and deciding what are the next cool features out there, we take the feedback from our clients and we incorporate that into our product.
Well, that's really great to know. And you've impacted companies on such a large scale. Can you give us an example of what smaller to medium-sized companies can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some smaller companies as well that utilize our technology. I'll speak freely of one of them. It would be us, Archive Systems. We're a great example. So we use our own technology, And we're a relatively small company, about 200 employees. We made the decision to use our own technology for several reasons. One, we think it's really great, and it helps us a lot. Two, being a client, we get to participate in the feature development. So I can tell you that as an end user, I can tell you how it works. Also, from talking with our HR team, we understand that what used to take weeks for them to accomplish now takes minutes. A perfect example would be we had this year-end 2014. We had an e-form campaign, so these electronic forms were sent out, notifications sent out to all employees for acknowledgments for our 401k investment change. Every employee had to acknowledge that they were aware of that change. And since I'm an employee who gets the e-form campaign notices, I received the email telling me about the change that I had to authenticate and sign, and I had to authenticate and sign the acknowledgment that I read and I understand what's happening. The HR team can see that campaign. They can verify that the message has gone out to the 200 plus employees, and they can see who's completed the form and can track down where everything is without having to leave their desk. So it used to take going from department to department, talking to the managers and the supervisors, and we have locations across the country. So with 11 different locations in North America, having to track those types of acknowledgments down was very challenging. And now we've eliminated that process altogether, and it's all automated. So that's just one example. We do it for state and federal notices, for mandatory benefit notices, and really any kind of notice that goes out to the company. It all gets presented, and it's all built into our product. But there's much more to managing the life of an employee file than just the paperwork and other transactions. For example, Gartner, the leading analyst in the technology space, said that within the HR departments for companies large and small, 60% of their time is spent on administrative manual tasks. If you can free up half of that time, it's valuable to enabling an HR department to handle its true mission: employee engagement, development, and retention. You know, if people focused on overall employee happiness and productivity instead of chasing down paperwork all over the organization.
Yes, and Andy, let's switch gears for a moment here. We've heard Kathy on today's show talk about security. And if you listen or read to the news, we're living in what some call the age of the security breach. Andy, for the businesses that will stick with paper and perhaps don't trust the management of their documents in someone else's hands, for example, is there a particular message that you would like to say to them?
Sure. So we pay close attention to this and have for the last 25 years. And we keep finding the same results. So the statistics show us that the overwhelming percentage of information theft is from current or former employees through inside jobs. We know that it's the employee base who understands the value of information. They're going to know it better than anybody else. And so really the risk is having anything valuable around people who understand its worth, and obviously you're entrusting your employees to be valued, and the preponderance of them are. So I'm not trying to paint employee theft as a recurring event, but the truth is it's the people who have the most access, have the most understanding of the value, are the ones that are most likely to either themselves or be compromised by others to get in and find where the corporate secrets are, the financial documents, Social Security numbers, as Kathy pointed out. And so if you're speaking about physical records, you think about it. The reality is that the keys to the shed, so to speak, the ones who are in charge of preserving, you're talking about if the company doesn't look to outsource that function, then those in the organization who have the most access to the records are the ones who have lesser responsibilities to the overall performance of the company. And so if you think about it, it's the lower end of the corporate ladder are the people who are turned to run to the storage shed or to the warehouse to go fetch the documents that are in need. Those people are entrusted with with that control of access. And so it goes without saying that, you know, there's concern and there's risk there. So, I mean, think it's not the CFO that's running to the storage shed, right? It's someone who has other functions. And so we're going to tell our clients, focus on what your risks are. Understand that for us, I'll speak to our approach, is we go through extensive background checks. We, from a physical perspective, all of our employees go through extensive background screenings. We sign confidentiality agreements with our clients. All of our employees have to. From a systems perspective, we get audited from very, very extensive audits from external auditors. So it's not just taking our word for the fact that we've got good process. We have to prove it to our client base that we're a reliable partner and that their information assets are going to be more secure with us than when they maintain them themselves.
And that makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Andy Koval from Archive Systems. Very informative. Thank you for coming down from New Jersey today for us. And we look forward to your summary when we get to our famous round robin segment. What's this? In our studio, we now have the general manager of the City Club of Buckhead, Mario Campuziano. And Mario, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
Okay. Listeners, after hearing the SME Showcase live broadcast, through our previous broadcasts, we mentioned the City Club. You will hear it directly from Mario, what the fabulous City Club of Buckhead is all about. And when we return, we'll talk to Ian Taylor, CEO of Eagle Secure Shredding and Document Management Services. Ian will focus on the subjects of ensuring a higher degree of security from data breach. He will talk about destruction of data and paper as part of a document management solution. Also, are there certifications or document management companies to protect you and your information? And find out what Ian recommends when we return to the SME Showcase. Stay tuned. Take it away, Mario.
Well, City Club of Buckhead, now in our seventh year, is a prestigious business club offering dining as well to our members. We include gourmet cuisine, world-class service, and amenities in a luxurious yet comfortable setting. Our members gather here to entertain, network, and build both social and professional relationships in their choice of dining rooms, private meeting rooms, or a 20,000-square-foot athletic club and spa. The club's dining and meeting facilities are located on the 18th and 19th floors of the Atlanta Financial Center, right here in the heart of Buckhead, where our members and their guests can enjoy spectacular panoramic views of the city. Each month, we offer our members over 15 business enhancement opportunities, complimentary breakfast, wine events, daily happy hour specials, weekly specialty menus, daily complimentary group fitness classes, and much, much more. We're also the exclusive home of the World Trade Center Atlanta, providing an international connection to over 330 World Trade Centers worldwide and access to a global network that only we can provide. City Club of Buckhead takes pride in knowing that we emphasize community and relationships for our members and that it all starts with the commitment from our service-hearted team. This is definitely the best-kept secret in Atlanta.
And thank you for that, Mario. We appreciate you popping in.
Thank you, sir.
And listeners, stay tuned to the show for a special feature, speaker's announcement, that the show can get you a lunch with the SME Showcase crew in the fabulous City Club of Buckhead, all coming up. And now, Ian Taylor, the CEO of Eagle Secure Shredding and Document Management Services, is in the studio. Heather, tell us a little bit about Ian.
Certainly. Ian Taylor is the CEO of Eagle Secure Shredding and Document Management Services, a company he founded with his wife 6 years ago. He has 30 years of experience in the information technology arena, owning companies that specialized in software development, infrastructure design, systems integration, and information security. Prior to founding Eagle Secure Shredding, he provided consulting services to large multinational financial institutions, helping to streamline processes and improve efficiency and security.
We are pleased to have Ian in the studio today, and Ian is going to cover some critical points on security with us today, not the least of which is ensuring a higher degree of security from data breach. He will talk about the certification through trade associations of document imaging companies, and as part of a document management total process, the effective destruction of data and paper in an information destruction plan. Let us join Ian right now. Ian, good afternoon.
Hi, Rio. Thanks for having me.
With everybody concerned about security, Ian, let's get right down to the information destruction discussion we will have. Your first challenge is, our listeners are always wondering, is there a difference between on-site or offshore shredding?
There is a difference between on-site shredding and off-site shredding in that, on-site shredding is where a truck will come to your office and shred. Off-site shredding is where a truck will come and pick up your documents and take it away to another facility to be shredded. We're of the opinion that the shorter the chain of custody, the more secure things are. So having documents shredded at your location, we believe, provides the shortest, provides the most secure form of destruction and the shortest chain of custody that's required. So we would prefer that people shred stuff on site so that that chain of custody is kept to the shortest length possible.
And that makes perfect sense. Let me just back up a moment, Ian, and let's talk about, should shredding be part of a document management solution?
Absolutely, yes. It's often the most overlooked portion of a document management solution. You know, information does not go away by itself. It has to be positively destroyed. And a lot of people put a lot of thought into creating the information, storing the information, moving the information, retrieving the information. But at the end of that information's life cycle, there's very little thought as to what happens to it when it goes away. And so we believe that the ultimate destruction of the information should be planned right at the very beginning. And we like to say that that shredding is kind of the key that locks the door on the security.
Yes, that's. We were talking at lunch about that. That's very interesting. Let's consider a moment security. You brought that up. In using a shredding service, is that as secure as shredding it yourself and just buying a machine doing it yourself?
Sure, it's actually more secure. Touching on some of the points that Andy touched on earlier, oftentimes in an organization you will have an individual that might be not the CEO of the company shredding the paper. So they might have access to stuff that they're shredding that while they're shredding that they might not normally have access to. And typically in an office, you're going to have a slower type of shredding scene. So people have a lot of time to sit and look at the stuff that they're shredding. And you're not entirely sure that person should have that access to that information. You know, a shredding company can come in and shred 300 pounds of paper in 2.5 minutes. So even if the employee wanted to have a look at it, they couldn't. We believe that outsourcing that type of destruction should happen with an outsourced company.
And that makes perfect sense. Ian, you and I were talking about your background is really deep in the information technology area. What makes you a subject matter expert, obviously, is in the entire scope of securing information. And in securing information, is paper the only thing that should be shredded?
Absolutely not. Paper obviously forms the bulk of things, stuff that is shredded today, mainly because paper was the largest used medium in the past. We've seen a large move now to shredding of hard drives and other electronic media. Believe it or not, we also shred a lot of typewriter ribbons. You didn't think there was that many typewriter ribbons left in the world, but we shred a lot of typewriter ribbons. Microfilm, which was designed to have a life of 99 years, there's really no need for microfilm anymore. Most of that stuff's been digitized, so we destroy microfilm as well. So people should, when they think about shredding, a lot of people think of the little corner office paper shredder, and they shouldn't, in that the information and data is stored on a wide variety of media, And any shredding program should include, or any data destruction program should include, all media, hard drives as well as paper, any type of electronic media, micromedia, and any of the old, what we call the legacy media as well, typewriter ribbons and so on.
And as part of an information security plan, is it shredding service just a trash pickup?
It should not be. It isn't. I mean, if you design it correctly in the beginning, you don't want it to be just a trash pickup. You don't want to commoditize it again because, you, going back to what Andy said earlier, you know, our employees are background checked. We do a lot of background check, a lot of training on them so that they understand the value of the documents that they're picking up and carting off to the shredder to be shredded, whereas a trash pickup company might not have that same degree of validation of their employees. And so, no, it should absolutely not be considered a trash pickup service.
All right. And from a total security perspective, I'm going to ask you what this is because I expect it to be in your summary at the end of our round robin. What is the one thing executives can do to ensure a higher degree of security from a data breach? What is that one thing?
I think what they should do is they should install a shred everything, recycle everything policy. In other words, get employees into the habit of dumping everything that they no longer use into shred bins, making sure that those shred bins are then shredded with a reputable shredding company. All everything that is shredded is sent to a recycler, so don't try and split up that we want paper recycling bins, or we want a paper cup recycling bin or whatever. We want everything to go into the shred bin because you know it's going to be recycled at that point. And then we can they don't have to worry about whether or not the confidential information is being destroyed correctly or not.
And that makes perfect sense. In our listeners' overall viewpoint of destruction, they're either picking a vendor, they're doing it themselves. Are there any regulatory initiatives that can hold the vendors to a standard to prevent breaches within their process? And are there trade associations that maintain certifications, for example, on document destruction companies?
Yes, there are. There are two major ones, NAID, which is National Association for Information Destruction, and there's also one called the Mobile Shredding Association. Both of those shredding associations require that the shred company's employees be background checked, that they understand the concept of what shredding is, and follow the whole information security flow. And there's no legislation, no national legislation that regulates shredding companies at this time. But the trade associations do a very good job of keeping reputable shredding companies in check and making sure that they are following the rules and by way of announced and unannounced audits to make sure that the employees have done the background checks and are following the chain of custody process.
So very similar to Andy's points today, it's all about looking under the cover, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And finding out who is touching that information.
Yeah, do the due diligence.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Ian. That was an enlightening segment. It got our listeners to be thinking and rethinking what their options are in security and great information to have on their mind. We appreciate you coming here today, and we look forward to your summary coming up in a few moments. Next is a very fine organizational company that is going to give you a message, and when we return, our famous round robin summary segment featuring all of today's speakers and some key takeaways from their discussions. Stay with us.
Georgia Options is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving people with disabilities and their families in the Northeast Georgia area. Founded in 1992 by five local families, our organization provides resources and independent living options for people living with a broad range of type and degree of developmental disabilities, such as intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, and autism. Since 1992, Georgia Options has touched the lives of over 100 adults with developmental disabilities and their families.
You are listening to the SME Showcase of Atlanta show, broadcasting on Business Executive Radio EXE from the magnificent 19th floor conference room overlooking resplendent downtown Buckhead atop the City Club of Buckhead.
And it's your host, Rio Orvec, with announcer Heather Thompson. And our top show subject matter experts, speaker panel on the innovations in workflow and document management episode, and the SME Showcase of Atlanta. Coming up next, our famous Round Robin summary segment, hitting summaries from all of our subject matter experts. In our show's classic style, we will go around the table of our distinguished subject matter experts for a short summary of their points of discussion. We'll start with you, Kathy Borneman.
Yeah, thanks. Andy was talking about if the system could only do this, is what his client's saying to him. So I think it's really important that executives should understand that just getting it built doesn't mean that it's done. Donald Norman quoted that the more I use something, in this case a workflow or document management system, the more my needs change around it. So being able to leverage these assets that we have in place allows and drives financial returns, and it also starts, though, with the core strategy from an executive firm. It's not just something that we do to automate just to automate. Having a workflow and document management infrastructure in place and laying that foundation early, including as Ian stated, the destruction process overall, allows a business to grow up smart. I mean, who wants to organize the file room 5 years from now?
Okay. And, yes, and you covered workflow drivers, information needed to pull a imaging project together, critical issues today for executives. We thank you for all your contribution. And my personal thanks to see you again and participate in the show. Our next subject matter expert, Andy Koval, covered unified document management. We had a conversation from paper to digital. And now we turn our attention to Andy. Andy, your summary thoughts, please, for our listeners.
Sure, Rio, thanks. I think that the idea of unified document management is an important one, and I think we heard from Kathy, from Ian, as well as components of it. So there's the concept of how do I work smarter, how do I work better? And so planning out how I want to use my information assets is really critical to a good execution plan. And then throughout the process, there's the need to have a focus on compliance and on retention and on really a whole, as we use the term, unified approach towards lifecycle management. So it's not just how information assets get created, how they get used, how they get disposed of. So all those things are important. From our perspective, the way we view the business world is, and I think Kathy said it perfectly, automation for automation's sake doesn't solve anything. You have to have a business problem that you're looking to solve. So I use the example today for an HR department. The truth is we saw lots of problems for clients raging across all types of business functions, and they all start and end with a plan. You have to have a problem that you're trying to solve, and then good use of technology to manage your information assets delivers a great outcome. Our focus and our position in the marketplace is to be able to bridge the historical with the future. And so to only focus on the next document, the next piece of information that I'm creating, and divorce that from your existing information collection is a short-sighted view and one that won't deliver the results that you want. Only thinking about my historical collection and not thinking about how to manage that going forward is obviously going to provide limited benefit as well. So for us and our guidance to our clients and to the market in general is to say, understand your business process and look for automation opportunities and think of your information holistically and not as, oh, that's on a piece of paper or that's a PDF, but to think about how do I streamline access to the information that I need when I need it, control it in a secure environment, be able to extend it to outside parties as they may need access, and everything under a close audit and all wrapped and marked by retention so that you know when to get rid of both physical assets as well as the electronic or digital ones as well.
Thank you for that, Andy. Your perspective, we can tell, has been well prepared and enlightening. And among our subject matter experts today, we have Ian Taylor, who have given us many takeaway thoughts today on subjects from data breaching to certification of imaging vendors to destruction plans, both paper and digital. And one of the things that we're looking forward to in your summary, Ian, is obviously that one thing that we have to be concerned about. So let's take a few moments, please, Ian, and educate our listeners once more.
Thanks, Rhea. The unified approach that we've heard here is really important, but the one thing that scares just about every executive out there is data breach. And there are a number of ways that data can be breached, but honestly, one of the easiest things is that we've heard a lot of times is dumpster diving. You know, people will throw out documents into a dumpster, and they will, you know, not give any thought to the end of life of documents. And like I said earlier on, you know, information has to be positively destroyed, and we need to think about, and when you put together a document management program, you need to think about not only how am I going to create, retain, access, and use this information, but how am I going to destroy it at the end of its life cycle so that it no longer becomes a potential for data breach. And if there's one takeaway that I would say here is when you're putting together this unified process, make sure you know where the data is going to go at the end of its life.
And who's going to do it.
And who's going to do it, right.
Yes, masterfully done, Ian. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, all your thought-provoking points and efforts and preparation for today's talk is greatly appreciated. We've covered workflow from beginning to end, and it's been great to have you all in the studio today. And that brings us to our close on the workflow and document management episode, addressing the topic of innovation and change in processes, with stimulating and illuminating discussion points presented by our thought leaders, Kathy Borneman.
Thanks, Rhea.
It's always a pleasure to see you again. And Andy Koval.
Thanks, Rhea.
And, of course, Ian Taylor.
Thanks, Rhea. I appreciate the invitation.
And thank you all for making this show possible. We have an honorable mention going out to risk and compliance subject matter expert George Lekast. He is president of IARCP for the SME papers entitled The Top 10 Risks and Compliance Management Related News Stories, which can be accessed on Pilot House website. And listeners, this is your favorite SMEologist, Rhea Orvec, with the thought of the day. For a successful work assignment, the thought of the day is always provide direction before delegation. Please vote for your favorite speaker, show, and author on the show tab on SME Awards, the SME Awards website at www.pilothouseadvisors.com. And listeners, do you want to see the City Club of Buckhead and experience the wonderful food and service firsthand? Be a guest of the SME Show of Atlanta by requesting a speaker spot on our website. Have a lunch with myself and resident SMEologist Heather Thompson and the SME Show crew. Just go to pilothouseadvisors.com and fill in your request in a contact information tab or call executive producer Heather Thompson at 678-939-3183. There's no cost or obligation to check out becoming a speaker on the SME Showcase of Atlanta show. Please stay tuned, by the way, for a rundown on our upcoming shows and show credits. And this has been the SME Showcase show, making thought leaders visible. And I am your host and SMEologist, Rhea Orvec. Good day.
We hope you have enjoyed today's program. Please join us for our next show, April 20th and 21st, 2015, live at the 25th Annual SHRM Atlanta HR Spotlight Conference at the Cobb Galleria Center. And in May 2015, for Heather Thompson's CIO Leadership Series, Rise of the Fall, Accounting's Newest Enemy. And coming in June 2015, join our dynamic panel discussion in the Executive Boardroom Series with the highly requested topic, The Top 3 Demanding Issues Facing Executives Today. From all of us at the SME Showcase, we look forward to you joining us.
We would like to thank Executive Producer Heather Thompson, Executive Producer and Host Rio Orovec, Photographer Joseph Rivers, the Business Executive Radio EXE, the wonderful hospitality of the City Club of Buckhead, Production Manager Everett James, Production Coordinator Whitney Adams, Technical Editor Robert Grant, and all of the guests in our studio audience.
Today's show is brought to you by Pilot House Advisors, piloting their organization to your vision by transforming, optimizing, and executing. This is a Business Executive Radio production, all rights reserved.